98 FM. All day. Big breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Did someone take out your bin? Did you wake up with glowing skin? Dublin, it's time to grin. Share with us your little wins.
98 FM.
Good morning to Louise and Drimna, who says, my little win is I picked up a bunch of still fresh flowers on yellow stickers, and my flat has some gorgeous bursts of colour. Louise, that's lovely. So you got fresh flowers, but on a yellow sticker price.
The dream.
Fabulous.
That's a brilliant little win. Good morning to Stefan in Sutton.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. My little win today is I got into work early, so I got to miss the dreadful M50 traffic. Have a great day, guys.
Oh, Stefan, good for you. A few minutes to yourself this morning. Here's Jill.
Hi, guys. My little win is that I'm off work for a week after today, and it's a 6 month anniversary on Thursday, and we're staying in the Headford Arms where we got married.
Oh.
So I'm my lovely wife, Pauline. Thanks. Have a great day.
Oh, Jill, happy anniversary to you and Pauline.
I know that hotel very well.
Do you bring
it? It's in Kells.
Oh, stop.
Yeah.
Fabulous stuff. Here's Bart.
My little win is that my little daughter, Maya, is turning 9 today. Aww. Happy birthday, Maya. All the best.
Oh, Maya.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Laura's been on.
Hey, guys. My little win is from tomorrow. I'm on holidays and I'm going to Amsterdam for the weekend. I'm not back on work till Wednesday, so I'm absolutely buzzing. Have a fab Wednesday.
Laura, thank you so much.
Enjoy Amsterdam.
Have the best time in Amsterdam. Yeah. It's such a great city.
Yeah.
Every time I've gone, time of my
life.
I've
only been once, but rent a bike and cycle around. It's so fun.
Oh, fabulous stuff. Here's Colin.
Good morning, guys. On this lovely, lovely, lovely morning, I've just started 2 weeks holidays.
Oh, Colin.
No more work for 2 weeks. Woohoo! Enjoy your day, guys.
Deserved, Colin.
Colin, love that. 2 weeks off in this early in the year
you
as well.
Feel like fab. Everyone's just going for it earlier on in the year, aren't they?
Yeah.
Here's Margaret, who's in Finglas.
Yeah. My little win is that I was actually early for a walk this morning. I live 5 minutes around the corner and I'm normally rushing in the door to get there on time.
Go on, Margaret.
I think sometimes the closer you live, the later you can be.
Yeah, this is true. Good morning to Shannon.
Hi, guys. So my little win today is I bet the traffic on the M50. Got super delayed yesterday. It was like 20 minutes wait for work, so I got up that little bit earlier today and was really on time, so that's my win. Thanks, guys.
Good for you.
Love that.
And Alice has gotten in touch.
My little win is that I went to K-Pop Forever yesterday and I got a unicorn light.
It looks really fun. I'd like to go to the gig.
A unicorn light, yeah.
I need to watch the actual K-pop Demon Hunters movie.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Kira's in Finglas.
My little win is that I had a lovely birthday yesterday and I get to go and see Dogs Trust today with my animal welfare course.
Oh, brilliant.
To see how they help all the dogs.
Oh, Kira, happy birthday to you.
Oh,
and
that's
an incredible
thing
to do.
Such a great thing to do.
And here's Derek.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. Derek here. My little win is tomorrow we are going to Florida for 16 nights.
Stop it.
My partner, two kids. First time we've been with the kids, so really looking forward to it. And can't wait to see their little faces. Happy Wednesday. Have a good day.
Oh, Derek, that's going to be the trip of a lifetime.
And 16 nights.
Unreal. Have the best time, Em. Thank you all so much for your little wins this morning. We're sending you all out some IMC cinema passes.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Glitz and glamour.
A soundproof boot.
And an air fryer.
98 FM.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday's edition of Matchy Matchy. It is your favourite game on the radio. We play it every morning at 8:10. All you got to do is send either Rebecca or myself to a soundproof booth and say the same three words as us. It's like trying to read each other's minds, really. If we manage to do all three, you will win yourself this incredible prize as expertly presented by AI, Rebecca and Brendan.
When I say air, you say fryer. Air.
Fryer.
With a brand new air fryer right now on Matchy Matchy. Oh, it's a fabulous prize and good morning to Kathleen, who's in Kilcock and playing Matchy Matchy this morning. Kathleen, how are you?
Morning, guys.
Kathleen, who have you got with you this morning?
My son, Jake.
Oh, good morning, Jake.
Good morning to you, Jake. Kathleen, yesterday we had a word in Matchy Matchy, duck. Brendan said breast. What would you have said?
Pond.
Duck pond.
Duck pond. We had a great old laugh yesterday on Matchy Matchy. How do you normally do, though, when you play along?
Quite good.
Oh.
I normally get 2 out of 3, but the few times it's been 3. So fingers crossed today.
Okay, fingers crossed for a 3
nice
today.
One.
Who's better at Matchy Matchy, Kathleen, you or Jake?
Oh, well, I have to say him. He would be better.
Yeah. Have you thought about who you'd like to play with?
Yes.
Who are we going for this morning?
I think I'm going to go with Rebecca.
Yeah, fair
enough.
Kathleen,
thank you.
Kathleen, let's try and get
a
matchy with Rebecca. So you're telling me it was my breath to put you off, Kathleen?
Slightly.
Fair enough. Okay, your first word to Matchy Matchy with Rebecca this morning is boot.
Boot.
Yeah, B-O-O-T, boot.
Boot, boot. Oh, that's a tricky one. Boot. I can't even...
What boot comes after boot?
Boot lids.
Boot. What are you saying?
Oh, I don't know. Boot.
Will we move up? Will we come back to it? Will
yeah,
we move
please
on? We'll give you,
yeah,
okay,
please.
Give your brain a second. Okay, your next word is silver.
Where?
Okay, silverware. And your third word is pie. P-I-E. Pie.
Pie. Kate. Pie. Oh my goodness. Oh, jeez. This is worse than the breast one. pie. Pie chart.
Pie chart. Okay. And let's go back to boot. What comes after boot?
Boot cuss.
Boot cuss. Great one. Okay, Kathleen, you're saying boot cuss, silverware and pie chart. Are we locking them in?
We're going to have to. There's nothing else.
Okay, we're locking them in and we're getting Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth. Hello. How was the soundproof booth for you this morning?
Really fresh now,
oh,
I have
lovely
to say. I'd say a bit of sif, a bit of hoovering was
nice
done in there. Really
fabulous,
clean.
Fabulous. Okay, your first word to Matchy Matchy with Kathleen this morning is boot. B-O-O-T.
Boot. Can I say boot leg?
Your second word is silver.
Silver. I'm going to say gold.
And your third word is pie.
Oh, I love pie. Oh, a lot of things go before pie. Pie. What goes with pie? I'm going to say apple.
Apple. Have you got a matchy matchy with Kathleen in Kilcock this morning? Guys, not this morning.
Rebecca.
I have to say, I think they're some of the hardest words
they're
we've
really
ever
tough
had. After boot, Kathleen said boot cut.
Oh, I was between cut or leg.
Yeah, very good. Silverware
yeah
and pie chart.
Oh, pie chart's brilliant.
Yeah, pie chart's brilliant. I think they were extremely tricky this morning.
Oh, sorry, Kathleen.
Kathleen, thank you for playing Matchy Matchy. We're going to send you a 98FM goodie bag.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a good day.
You too. We'll do it all again tomorrow morning. If you want to try and win an air fryer, we'd love to have you play Matchy Matchy.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Brendan's Big.
98FM. With Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes. 98FM.
Well, Brendan, you're starting with a throwback.
Yeah, I am. This fella is making a comeback.
Hi, I'm Barry Scott. Back to tell you about Cillit Bang's new formula. Bang, the dirt is gone.
Bang and the dirt is gone. I haven't heard of Barry Scott in years.
Yeah, well, like, I hadn't noticed, but Barry Scott disappeared from radio and TV ads 8 years ago. He hasn't been around since 2018.
I haven't really seen much Cillit Bang.
No, well, he's back. So the character and his catchphrase vanished from our lives in 2018. But now Barry Scott, who also, I don't know how thick I am, who is a fictional character. I think I was under the impression that this man owned the company.
I thought Barry Scott was a real person.
So did I. No, he's played by an actor named Neil Burgess. Neil. Did anyone else know that Barry Scott's not a real man?
No.
I certainly didn't.
To
clarify.
Why do we need someone to pretend to be a man called Barry Scott?
I don't know. I thought he was the owner of the company. But maybe the owner's too busy coming up with new cleaning products. I don't know. Anyway, Barry Scott in Breaking News is not a real man. He's a fictional character played by an actor called Neil Burgess, and he's coming back for a mockumentary. I love a mockumentary.
Yeah, very good.
Trini and Susanna did one years ago. It was excellent. Since his disappearance, the internet's been filled with memes and conspiracy theories surrounding Barry Scott's whereabouts.
Sorry, I just find this really funny.
Well, now we're about to find out as Barry comes clean in his new mockumentary. He says, the character, not the actor, for the last 10 years, I've been watching the speculation surrounding my disappearance. So once the call came in, I knew I had to come back. Now, Cillit Bang have posted a very dramatic teaser.
Have they?
A very dramatic teaser on their TikTok.
Hi, I'm Barry Scott. Remember me? Bang!
Sorry, is it the 1st of April? What is going on?
So keep your eyes peeled for that mockumentary coming very soon.
Bang, and the dirt is gone.
Yeah. Finally this morning, we were chatting about her just a couple of minutes ago, but we are expecting a follow-up to this banger any day now. You just informed us that Madonna has hired a stunt double.
She has. She's filming the music video for her new song and she wanted her trailer on set to be 28 degrees.
Yeah, 28 degrees is way, way, way too hot. So this is for the follow-up to Confessions on a Dance Floor. So the new album is described as a synth-heavy, continuous mix style club album made with Stuart Price, who we were just chatting about there. It does. So we're really, really excited for that. But we're not talking about Madonna's new music or music video this morning.
Okay.
We're talking about football. Last week we heard a public plea from the president of a Spanish football club who wanted Madonna's help finding something. The president of Celta Vigo wrote a public letter to Madge pleading with the Queen of Pop to help find an old jersey. So the story is Madonna played a gig at the club stadium back in 1990, the summer of 1990.
Good luck finding that.
Well, I know.
Sorry.
And for part of her performance, she wore one of their sky blue tops,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay.
So the club said the whole thing's become sort of an urban myth because, you know, back in the 90s, everyone wouldn't have had the phones out taking pictures or videos or whatever. So everyone's like, did that really happen?
Mm-hmm.
So they wanted to know if Madonna A, remembered it, or B, still had it. Now, I was thinking the same as you. The answer to both of those would probably be no.
Is it a landfill, I'd say?
Yeah. Well,
in a charity shop, maybe. I don't know.
Madonna's responded.
Has she?
Mm. This is what she's... So I think they put this statement on Instagram, but Madonna's replied on Twitter. She says, this shirt is hanging in my archives.
No way.
I am wearing and representing your team in spirit. Now, does she mean archives of her mind?
That's open to interpretation.
I can't imagine. Maybe I'm wrong, but I can't imagine that Madonna's held on to that, considering the amount of clothes.
Maybe we'll see her wearing it in her new music video. Maybe in 28 degree heat.
Maybe it's a full circle moment. That is Brendan's bit.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Wednesday morning on 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.
Now, as you may have heard us mention on the show this week, Rebecca and myself are heading to Prague this weekend because we have been asked to be the Grand Marshals for the St. Patrick's Day Festival, which is happening in Prague this weekend. No, it's not a joke. This is really happening. We are so, so excited and so, so honoured. But we thought we'd get the lowdown with somebody who lives there and kind of talk us through what to expect and how we need to maybe conduct ourselves or what we need to know before we get there. Good morning to broadcaster and friend of the show, Becky Miller. Becky, how are you?
I'm great, guys. How are you? The excitement level is there. It's at 100. I can't wait for this weekend.
Oh, we're absolutely buzzing, Becky. First things first, how long have you been living in Prague?
So I've been living here about 8.5 years. And actually what's interesting is I came here in my 20s, just for like 2 days, a weekend. And it was my first time here. And I remember going home to Dublin and saying to my godmother, wow, Prague is so beautiful. I could live there. And little did I know that about 10 years later, I would be living here. It's amazing. It's just such a beautiful city. I absolutely love it.
You manifested that, Becky, clearly.
100%. 100%. Yeah. And I'm so glad I did. The quality of life here is just amazing. The weather, you know, you have your seasons. Like we had a really cold winter, lots of snow in January, February, but you're promised your spring, you're promised your summer. You get about 30 degrees in the summer, then you get your autumn. Like that's what I love about here is that you get your seasons and you can enjoy each and every one of them, you know, for what they are.
Becky, is there much of an Irish community in Prague?
There's probably about 1,500 in the country. And in Prague alone, maybe about 500 or 600, which actually, it doesn't sound like a lot, but it is for a country that, I mean, the Czech Republic is the only country in the world that speaks Czech. So it's actually quite brave of Irish people to move over here to a country that maybe they haven't heard the language before moving over here. Like when I came over here in my 20s, I never heard Czech before. Yeah. You know, so like, you know, Irish people would go on holidays to maybe Spain, France, Italy. You grow up kind of hearing those sounds.
Yeah.
But I'd never heard Czech before I moved over here. So it's quite a brave thing to do for an Irish person, I think.
Becky, you mentioned the seasons and the weather there. What is the weather like in Prague at the moment? What are we facing this weekend?
Yeah.
Okay, so today, I mean, the Irish, we're no stranger to clouds. There's a few clouds today, but
okay.
It's 15 degrees. But the rest of the week, I think it should be pretty sunny, especially Saturday, Sunday. I think we are in for great weather for the weekend, which I'm super, super excited about.
Oh my gosh, amazing. My hair won't be frizzy when we're walking in the parade. Becky, lots of people are going to be heading to Prague for the match next week. And of course, we're going this weekend. Where should people check out when they're there? Any recommendations for, you know, restaurants or different things to see?
Well, I think the main sites visitors should see are the classics like Old Town Square. There's the main landmark in Old Town Square, which is the Church of Our Lady Before Tin. It's absolutely breathtaking. It's gorgeous. Also, the medieval astronomical clock. That's one of my favorites. That's right in the center of Old Town Square as well. And it's possible to book tickets online. I'd recommend booking tickets online before you come over.
Okay.
And you can skip the queue and you can actually go up to the very top of the astronomical clock and get a 360 panoramic view of the whole city. You see all the red rooftops. It's absolutely gorgeous. So I really recommend that. And of course, Charles Bridge. That was built like, I think, in 1357 and finished in the early 15th century. So to see it's still standing today and it's so magnificent, that's definitely a must. And I don't know if the Irish people can do it on the weekend of the Irish match, but
fair.
Maybe if you can, wake up super early before all the crowds go on the bridge. It's nice to see the sunrise with an empty bridge and it's just gorgeous.
Okay,
really, really gorgeous.
And then Becky, in terms of this weekend, I'm already thinking about what I'm going to be eating. Is there like, you know, what's the local cuisine? Is there a dish, a standout dish that we have to try?
Oh, I mean, there's so many. Classic Czech dish might be like duck with cabbage or some fried cheese.
Ooh,
goulash,
fried cheese.
Maybe that's kind of like an Irish brown stew, you know. But one thing that I absolutely love, and I'm sorry, Rebecca, I know you're a vegetarian, but it's called tartare, right? Which is like, you know, raw meat, raw steak. But they serve it on this like fried bread, a slice of fried bread in oil, and you get this garlic clove and you scrape it on the bread all over and you put the tartare on top. It is to die for. It is absolutely gorgeous. It's one of my favorite dishes. My uncle came back from Canada just to have this.
No.
You know, he came back twice just to eat it. Yeah, no, it's really nice. I'm going to make Brendan try it this
I'll
weekend and
try
he'll be
that.
Able to.
And maybe Reb can have just the bread and the garlic clove.
Sounds great.
Yeah. Becky, look, we are so excited to come to Prague this weekend. And we're honestly just so honoured that we have been asked to be the Grand Marshals for this St. Patrick's Festival.
And you know what? I'm going to jump in there and tell you exactly why we chose you both to be the Grand Marshals of St. Patrick's Day Parade in Prague this year. And I mean this from the bottom of my heart. For Irish people like me living abroad, we have the opportunity to listen to you online from over here or wherever the Irish are around the world. So 98FM is far more than a radio station. For us, it's a daily link to home, to Irish voices, to Irish humour and culture that we so desperately miss at times. And you both embody that connection perfectly. So for us to have the opportunity to welcome you both to Prague as our Grand Marshals is a powerful symbol of the bond between Ireland and its diaspora and of the strong cultural ties between Ireland and the Czech Republic. So we can't wait. We are so excited to have you lead the parade, wave the Irish flag, represent the Irish people, and help us share the sound and spirit of Ireland with Prague this Sunday.
Oh, Becky. So what lovely words.
So gorgeous, Becky. Thank you so much for saying that. And we are so honoured to be part of this event.
Yeah.
And we're absolutely just buzzing to represent Ireland and to see all the beautiful sights of Prague.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming over, guys. And I just want to say a quick thank you to Dara Price. He hails from Sutton in Dublin. He is amazing. He is pouring his heart and soul into organising this St. Patrick's Day. He does it every year. He gets bigger and better every year. And I just want to say thank you to Dara for giving this to us Irish over here in Prague. He's fantastic.
Go on, Dara. Becky, we'll see you at the weekend.
Can't wait. See you guys.
Get up. 98FM Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.